Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Dog Show Drive with Wayne and Will. I'm Wayne Cavanaugh.
And I'm Will Alexander.
And we are full of Westminster this week. That's pretty much all we got. So stay tuned to hear about Westminster, our perspective, all that, a little more, but mostly Westminster, right here on the Dog Show Drive. And we're both a little tired. You from hockey, me from my travels to New York.
Yeah, I'm a little tired, but I stayed up and I watched you. I don't usually sit in front of a screen other than this, but I mean to watch other than hockey. And the last two nights, man, I was glued to it.
It was so
it was like hockey. I didn't have swag on, but it was like hockey. I stood back and I screamed and I cheered and it was best in show. It was like the Leafs in overtime. It was wonderful.
Really was great. And during best in show, Peter Green sat in front of us and watching him watch when Beth came out, just watching his absolute joy. He even did a woo woo. Peter Green did a woo-woo. When Beth came in, it was outstanding.
Yeah, but she looked amazing, though. And she looked in control of everything. And nothing was phasing her. It was amazing, the look on her face.
So, she was brilliant. At the judge's dinner, she wore this beautiful outfit. And she said, I just want to tell you, this isn't mine. It's Anna Warner's. Who gave her these clothes and said, if you ever get to judge Best in Show at the Garden, I would like you to consider wearing these.
Oh, isn't that something?
So beautiful. It was so beautiful. Anyway, we're at the end. Let's start at the beginning. Will this place, anybody, and I remember talking about this, anybody who questions any site that Westminster ever does is absolutely... they just lack creativity and brains because you know they could put it next to a garbage dump somewhere and make it perfect. This was not a garbage dump. This was absolutely beautiful. Everybody loved it. It was just gorgeous and so accessible. The airport and the hotel are a mile apart. The hotel and the showgrounds are not far, 15, 20 minutes. And the facility has parking, and it's in a nice part where you can walk around, and the area just fit so perfectly. And the arena, which is way bigger than Westminster, 23,000 I think it seats, was outstanding. The way they set up the breed rings was perfect, and it was beautiful. Every detail, it was just beautiful. You get chills pulling in there, seeing the signs and seeing the colors.
Well, the last 2 years at Tarrytown were fabulous, but I'm watching this on TV. It felt like the old days. It felt, it really did. It gave me that chills when those dogs came running into the group. I thought,
it was outstanding.
Yeah.
The breed rings were just perfect.
Oh, they looked it.
The beauty for me is you don't have to worry about where you're putting dogs in relation to the terrain, right? Because sometimes you're outdoors and it may not look it, but the ground is slanting in the direction your dogs are, and the dogs at the front of the line are facing downhill and they look like hell. This is perfectly flat, beautiful AstroTurf that was great on the dogs, and no footing problems whatsoever. And you're completely covered, but the sides were open. And it wasn't a floppy tent. It was a hard-sided roof tent. So you didn't have to worry about anything flapping or blowing or anything. And if the weather hit, it would not have been a problem. The grooming tent, when you pull up, when you go into the exhibitor's entrance, the grooming tent, and I don't want to say tent again because it's hard-sided, was right next to the little hall, covered hallway where the bathrooms and the concessions are. So you walk from the grooming area into that hallway, into the covered grooming, into the covered breed rings. So you're outside, the breeze and the sun is coming through, but you're completely covered, and a wet Afghan could leave the grooming area, a dry Afghan could leave the grooming area in a deluge and still make it to the ring without getting a drain drop on it, even though you were outside. I mean, it was just perfect, absolutely perfect. Ring sizes were perfect, not too big, not too small. They had every detail dialed in, every single detail. It was amazing. One of the things that was a giant hit is, you know, at the USTA Tennis Center at the Arthur Ashe Stadium, you know, the Billie Jean King Tennis Center, there's going to be a pro shop like you have at a hockey arena. Mm-hmm. You know, every hockey, you've probably never been to a hockey arena, Will, but no, I'm guessing you have.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And you probably never walked into the swag shop either, right? No. They had a giant, you know, your basic swag shop from any arena, this big room that was set up just for that, because it's used for that, for tennis. The Westminster wear was, I mean, it was just unbelievable. You name it, they had it. And it was so popular, they had site control at the door to an okay, because it was packed the entire time. And they probably had 8 cashiers and a big rope line to get up to the thing. But you could buy anything. And in fact, most people bought everything. I think I may have come home with a couple things.
Did you?
Yeah, just a couple. And they give you a beautiful judge's vest. It's a purple Ralph Lauren puffy vest. And what I love about it, it just has the Sensation logo, and it says Judge 2023. Doesn't have a big Westminster written all over it. It's just the colors are right. You know, the purple and gold zipper and the Sensation, and in small letters, Judge 2023. It's perfect, subtle and perfect. And then they had all kinds of stuff in the gift shop. They treat you like, I mean, it's just every detail about it. And it's a judge.
Greatest show on earth, man.
No, there's nothing like it. Nothing like it. And then, you know, you walk in that breed ring at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you just have these you know, it's funny, it's a judge, and any human being will tell you this. And we talked about this. All the judges talked about this. You can't help but the weeks before start to think, I'm probably going to have this dog. I'm probably going to have that dog. And I think this is probably where I'm going to go. And I had a couple dogs in every breed in my head. None of them won. You know? You walk in there and you're like, oh, where'd that come from? It was delightful. You never know what's going to come in the ring. And it was so much fun.
Well, I spent the whole day with you. I don't know if you noticed that, but I was there with you.
I could feel your eyes burn in the back of my head.
I had my tea, my iPad, had my phone just in case the outside world wanted to get a hold of me. And I watched Wayne Kavanaugh.
Thanks, Phil. It was really fun. And you had a great, you know, all your old friends were there to watch.
Yeah.
It was great. And I didn't even notice any of that. I was just so zoned in on the dogs. And I remember thinking, I put that beautiful whatever up. And I'm like, who's showing that? You know, you're so focused on this dog that when someone asks you and I'm like, could have been this one, could have been that one. I don't know. You know, you're just so focused on the damn dogs. It was just outstanding. And I had great quality, which made it so nice. And the dogs were presented beautifully. And it was just wonderful. You had there were tape marks that you had to hit. The thing you have to prepare for in your timing, and of course I was early I had to sit for a while between when I had time breaks, so it was a little ahead of the game, but you have a green tape on the carpet, and that's where the dogs are set up right there, which makes it nice because you can tell the exhibitors, just put them right there. You don't have people moving around or moving them too close or too far. And then as soon as you
pick up. That's why Maxine did it all the time.
Is that right? I guess, right? Yeah. But the nice part is you have to get your timing down, because when you're done, you mark your book. And by the way, how nice to mark one class. You mark your book, and as soon as you're finished handing out the ribbons, you run to the corner where the camera is. There's tape there. I'm sure you went through this, right? There's
no, I watched there. It. I watched you do it.
Yeah. And you get your, you do your little short video and the cameraman waves, got it. And then you run back and you have the wind picture taken because by then the photographer's set up with a big, beautiful bouquet. And then you're on to your next class. So it was really fun to get through. And what I didn't think of, because you don't think of these things, I would have had my final cut in the same spot every time. But the ring doesn't work that way because you have 18 dogs in one breed and 37 in the next.
Yeah.
So I would have played the camera more so you, so people could see more. I did it in most breeds, but not all because the entries were different, but the camera work was, those guys are just pros.
Well, they did. It was amazing. Like you can't see all the details, obviously, but you could follow along and you got into it. So.
And I, once or twice I walked over to exhibit after I just took them around. I had to walk over and say something to the exhibitor like, hey, be careful. I'm thinking that might be lame on its right rear. And next time it goes around, if it's lame, you're going to have to leave. But I didn't have to worry about that. So it worked out. I think one dog just took a bad step and then recovered. Yeah. But yeah, it was just great fun. I really enjoyed it. And watching the groups was so, watching Eddie do the hound group. It, you know, when your buddy, your best buddies are out there, you're rooting for them. You know, you're rooting for them.
He handled that ring. It was fun to watch.
And the cool part was he had to do was bring the petite up because it just so happened that alphabetically his second, third, and fourth were just in line anyway.
Yeah, that was amazing. he handled that ring. He was fun to watch, our friend Eddie.
He rehearsed
all that. All the judges were.
Yeah, they were awesome. It was really fun to watch. And watching Frank. And by the way, you know, Frank Kane, this is my dear friend from England, who did the BBC broadcast. We did the broadcast together. Peter and I and Jessica Holm and Peter Purvis, all just outstanding people and dear friends. Watching him do the group, he was, now you're judging in England where there's no real timing issues. If you want to take an hour and a half to do the group, you can. And you've got to adjust to, I mean, it's like hockey, TV timeout. And you stand there looking silly to the crowd. The cameras are on some commercial. And he handled it. And they, you know, this is different. When you have the pressures of having to judge to 20-second bits and stops and starts and still get that rhythm down and pick those dogs and make your cuts and make it work. For Frank, it was a big leap and he nailed it. He was amazing. Oh, yeah.
And I loved his character when he was out there because he was, thank you. You know, yeah. All right, around you go.
Great.
I loved it. At
the judges, at the after party, you know, after Best in Show, you're invited. If you have these tickets, you get to this lounge. And he got me aside immediately and went over every single sporting dog in that group, bone by bone. Every one of them. He remembered every bone on every one of them. And wanted to tell me how he broke it down all the way from first to one of their 300 dogs in the sporting group. Now I think there are. He went over every one of them. Those groups are large, Will. Those groups are large now. Bringing in all these new breeds, 52 breeds in the last 25 years. They were large, but the timing was great and the judges were great. And I was so exciting. I was so happy for Frank and Eddie. It was a good time. And to catch up with Frank, you know. And meet new people. You know, I met plenty of new judges, some of your Canadian friends, all who are looking forward to hearing us in Nova Scotia. Is that where we're going?
No, Newfoundland.
Newfoundland, yeah. In October, maybe?
Yep.
So they were great about that. And Sandra Lex was there. I didn't answer one of her emails from a long time ago, so I'm in trouble. But sorry, Sandra. And of course, Anne was there from Ireland. And
she was. I watched Anne do poodles, and she was so much fun to watch. She runs a ring so well, and you can just see that she's concentrating so hard, and she's the focus on Anne. You could see how she worked too. Mm-hmm. You could see how things were pairing up. It was a lot of fun to watch.
She's delightful. We had, you know, it's fun. You get, there's a shuttle, a VIP shuttle. It takes you back and forth to the show and hotel, and you end up chatting with people on that and meeting new people on the bus. And And it was just, that was an extraordinary experience. And David Helming, oh my, how does he do it? The guy's amazing. And he never breaks a sweat. He just makes his perfect dog show happen. He's incredible. And by the way, Donald Sturs, as the president of Westminster, the new president of Westminster, if you were to create an AI version of the perfect person to be the president of Westminster, it's Donald. He just was in his glory. There's not a political bone in his body. He's not, you know, this is the thing about Westminster. These people do it because of the passion for the sport and the name and the history. It's wonderful to watch them work together.
You can just see by the smiles on their faces how proud they were. It was, and it was an event. It was an event we all needed. So,
Dan Buchwald posted something about, I don't want to misquote it, see if I can find it, about his favorite moment in Westminster, and it's really fun. He said, there was some superb, high-quality competition at the breed level and some masterclass judging from both foreign and American judges at Westminster. To me, that was the highlight of the show. It's true. The competition was great, as always. The judges were wonderful, and the club that are made. There are also, I don't know how many people work Westminster. It seems like 3,000, because every time you turn around, there's somebody there answering any question or doing whatever you need. There's a line of people when you come in that if you're a judge or wear a tuxedo or going somewhere important, that will just pick you up and pass it to the next person and get you all the way to your seat. Yeah. It's just so well-oiled. And by the way, Johan, as an addition to the broadcast team, that was brilliant. He and Kim, I just love Kim so much. The two of them together were just amazing. They were amazing. I just love them. Johan is just such a great guy and a great addition. And who'd want? He's so positive and so enjoyable. And yeah, love our Johan. And love his vest, of course. I've talked about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love
him about his vest. Yeah. And of course, you know how fit he is, right? And he's just so fit and trim. And he's like, oh, well, I have to wear this one because I've put on a little weight. I'm like, where'd you put on a little weight? It can't be. Well, we'll roll there. And I was like, oh, please. Yeah.
I got a set of keys or something.
But he's terrific. And I don't know. He's back judging. They gave him the working group. He still can't judge his own breed basset hounds, which seems silly to me. But I'm sure he'll get back on track. So. Yeah, fun it was, Will. Fun it was.
Oh my God! And the atmosphere in Besson's show when the camera followed them down the hall as each dog came out, it was chills, man. There was chills, and it told you again why Westminster is Westminster. There's no show like it, and there's some great dog shows out there. But Westminster, I mean, maybe it's because I grew up watching it and it has a special place, but the chills. Like when I was watching Best Show, it was like I was watching a hockey game. First of all, I had part of my family out there with Adam and Katie out there while they did. And then you know everybody, so they're all like family to you, but it was just so exciting. It was just so exciting.
It was. And English Setters, from judging them that breed, there were two in there. Either one could have probably won that group. That was wonderful competition, try to sort through those two. Stars were born. English Setter was, at Stardom was born, and the Giant Schnauzer, a star was born. So it's not always the number one dog or the number one this and that. No one cares. The greatest, the best dogs win. And that was just so exciting to watch.
Even Buddy Holly, our Best in Show winner, he started this year off in the classes. I saw him in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. He was an open dog.
Yeah.
Because he just come over from Australia.
As you go down that lineup, which everyone's raving about how great that lineup was, with the exception of the French Bulldog, I'm just trying to think and run down there. I don't know any of them were any number ones anything.
Well, they're all dumb or prominent dogs in their breed. Not, but they're there, but they weren't. They're not dogs we see all the time.
John's only been shown 15 times.
Yeah, they're relatively new. and like Monty, I've met Monty because he's Adam and Katie's house dog. He's just a big goof. He's like, I have a Bouvier here, and he reminds me of my Bouvier so much. Like I'd go to see the baby in the morning at the motorhome, and Monty would greet you, and he'd keep bumping you, keep bumping you until you said good morning to him.
This is the giant snails you're talking about.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. And really, as I run down that line, I'm thinking, stars were born.
No.
The English Setter hasn't been out very long at all. I'd never seen it that I can remember. It was just exciting and wonderful.
It was truly an event. It's truly the Stanley Cup, the Super Bowl of our sport. It's there's no words for it, and they just pull it off.
Yeah, they do.
You catch your breath watching it. It's so much fun. And you look forward to waking up each morning and tuning in. And it was, I had the best time, best 2 days. I wasn't feeling well. My back was hurting. But nothing, you didn't feel that when you were watching. You just sat and watched.
Yeah. There were moments scattered through both evenings where you heard a particular round of applause from a certain corner of the grandstands and the arena. And that would be Eddie, Zook, Jeff, Wayne, Cheryl, and others every time they showed a video of you and Miss P. Because they kept running that, We're like, yeah, she was again.
it's funny on the because up here in Canada, it was played on Westminster had a YouTube channel. So we got to stream it on that. And the opening before it became active, they ran a clip all day long, and it was Miss P winning Best in Show.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And her banner was hanging. And we all intended with the best intentions to go get a picture made under the banner. And of course, you're so busy. You never stop. And Tom Graby had a skybox, and he was so gracious to invite us up there. He was so helpful for me and many others in helping us get sorted and running around with his energizer bunny energy, getting things done that we never got up there. And I felt bad that we never got up there, but it was just that busy. When you're judging, you're there at 7:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, and you're done with your day, 3 o'clock or so. And then you realize I've got to go back to the hotel, take a shower. Everybody did the same thing. We went back to the hotel and we got a shower, either a shower and a nap, or a shower and a nap, or one of the, everybody had a different routine. And as soon as you're done, then you start to get dressed for the evening. And for me, I need an extra hour to put the studs and cufflings on my shirts. I'm not good at that, Will. I'm not good at that. So then you put your tuxedo and you go back. And then when it's all over, you're running on adrenaline and you get back to the hotel and everyone's in the lounge. And by the way, half the fun is the lobby.
That's always is, yeah. Even as handlers, the Penta lobby, it's always the lobby.
Yep. You're going to meet everybody that's coming in, all the judges. The exhibitors weren't there. The handlers weren't there that I can remember. But there was just every judge and club member and person that you haven't seen in a while. Betty Ann was there. It was so good to see her and her husband. And we just had, it's a too long of a list. I had something happen that never happened before, Will. I was talking to a friend coming out from under the judge's tent, walking in through the hallway. And this gentleman stopped and he said, "Pardon me, you must be Wayne Kavanagh." And I said, "Well, yeah." And he said, "I'd never seen your face. I didn't have no idea what you looked like, but I listened to the podcast and I recognized you by your voice." And that's how he goes, "I've never missed one." He's Canadian.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
His name. He's a lovely guy. But he said, I don't know who you are. I've never met you, but I know your entire life and I recognize you by your voice. So there are people who actually listen to this whole thing, Will.
Well, I know there are. Yeah.
There are. But I think it's pretty funny now. Superlatives are funny. Everybody gets called, in every ad, the legendary, you know, whatever Schnauzer breeder, the iconic, whatever. And especially when you're in an ad, Will, that's when you get famous. If you're judging and you give out a ribbon, you're going to get a picture made, and in the ad or in the Facebook post, it's going to say William Alexander, the legendary master, greatest of all time. And I think they want you to win. They want you to give them more ribbons, Will. That's why they call it the superlatives. Because, as you know, we take everything seriously except ourselves.
Exactly. Exactly. That's our tagline.
But yeah, it was just, you know, a couple of punks that used to run around ring showing dogs getting to go in the ring and point to them. You know, the honor is not taken lightly.
And, but it's true what they write in ads. I remember one time we had won this group on this dog, and the judge wasn't that well known. And the owner said, well, what are we going to say? And I said, so-and-so, shown winning the herding group under herding enthusiast husband, Henry.
Yeah. It's so funny. Yeah, everybody gets to be an icon or a legend in this sport these days. In my mind, the words iconic and legend are meant for one person at Westminster, and that's Tom Bradley. It was so good to see the face of Westminster back in there.
He is Mr. Westminster in it. All my life.
It was brilliant. Yeah. I have to mention the judges' dinner. It was, of course, just sensational, as you would imagine. The food, the presentation, the whole setup, the videos going on and the boards going on, and it was just phenomenal. But the best part was, well, Donald was terrific. That, you know, and David Helmy was so good. He effortlessly just goes up and does things. Well, David and Tom and Donald all had speeches written, and they were typed probably 25 pages on the dais, and they fell, Will. They went all over the floor.
Oh, like, no, that would be horrible. The thought that goes through your head.
Yeah, and Donald never missed a step. I started to pick him up, then he threw him back down, and they all went from the heart. And it was the best. In fact, next year, I think I might sneak in and spray some WD-40 on all that. Vaseline on all the pages so they drop them again, because it was terrific. They spoke from the heart, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful. They were all sensational. It was
terrific. Was there any indication about this being the spot? This is it?
And of course, that was half the talk of the show, right? Yeah. Some people, they only want to be here the year. They all know. Everybody knows someone who's definitively said it, and none of it's true. They don't know. And if they do, they're not sharing it.
It sure looked good. Sure. My gosh.
And I love the location, because it's sort of out in the, you know, you're not jammed in the city. But they had, you know, Brody could take the train. A lot of people went to Manhattan. A lot of people. Some people stayed in Manhattan. It's a 25 minute train ride, and it takes you right there. So you can get on one train and get right to the arena.
Yeah.
Which made it just so, you know, easy for people who wanted to spend time in the city. Brody and Margaret did the whole river cruise thing, or not river cruise.
That'd be pretty.
They started in Munich and they took the river all the way to Flushing.
Who was that floating there?
But they did the thing, you go around the boat and see all the city from the outside. They went shopping. They went to all the cool places. They went to the Museum of Modern Natural History. They just had and a lot of people did that. They spent. Yeah. And if I had to do it again, I think I'd spectator or judge, whatever the heck it was. I think next year as a spectator, I'll go. Cheryl and I'll go and spend some time in the city with the kids and do all that. But a lot of that was done. So, you know, you've got to pack, Will. You got to pack. And you have to pack for at least different variations of weather that could be anything from snow to sun, because you're not quite sure. No matter what,
New York, you never know, right? It's crazy.
And you've got to have three sets of tuxedo kind of things for a guy, you know, black tie stuff. So because you've got to have the judges' dinner tux and then the two groups, and you've got to have someone who knows how to tie a tie. Thank you, Brody. Or the clip-on tie. Thank you, Libin's Men's Store. So you've got to have all this stuff. And then, of course, Cheryl had to bring three different outfits as well. And you don't know about the weather. And then you're worried about this and that. And you end up looking like you're going on a safari with steamer trunks full of clothes. But next year, I think I'll pack a little lighter. I know I will. I won't need the tuxedos. But yeah, it was great fun. I can't even tell you how great it was. And the only thing missing from Westminster this year, one thing that they could have done better they should have sent a private jet to Milton, Ontario to bring William Alexander there, even on a stretcher with his back. You were the missing part this year, Will. We'd miss you, buddy.
I was there. I was there every step of the way. Yeah. I was there. I was eating pizza. And I was talking to Jay Richardson yesterday, and we both do the same thing. He gets a pizza and he watches the dog show.
It was terrific. I had a couple of calls, and I think we'll be catching up on those today, of people who, well, Elliot Weiss, who we all love and respect so much. He called, we talked in general about the show, and then he went back and watched some breed videos and called me back later. After a while. So it's so nice to have those breed videos.
Captured. I'm going to rewatch a few of the breeds I didn't get a chance to watch. So
yeah, it was sensational. Yeah. The Water Spaniel looked great in Sporting Group 2, as did the English Setter. I mean, you can go through every group and pick two or three dogs that really stood out. And
aside from the dogs were fabulous, judging was fabulous. I just can't get over the feel again. I know I was sitting there here in Milton watching, but just the feel, it felt like home again. I know it just had that feel that we're back, you know.
The arena was beautiful.
It was a great moment for dogs, and nobody does it better.
It looked like Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, nobody does it better. It put us on the pedestal. It made dog shows. We all know how glamorous they can be, but it made it like the feeling when those dogs came out. I told you this already, but I can't get over it because the camera would walk the dogs all the way through the hall till they got to the stadium, the show ring, and it got goosebumps as they came through. You know, it was exciting. I love when our sport is on a pedestal like that. I just really do.
The whole tunnel thing was interesting because if you're sitting there live, you hear the incredible voice say, "The standard poodle." And we're all sitting there going, "Where?"
Yeah. Where? They're still looking at the signs. Turn left now.
Everybody's looking around like, "Where's the standard poodle? We don't see any standard poodle." Or in this case, it wasn't a standard poodle, but you didn't get my. Oh, yeah, it was for the groups, right? And as they're coming in, and you're like, "Where?" We don't know that they're down the tunnel coming in and you can see it on television. We don't see that part. We're just sitting there watching. And after a while, you went, "Oh, wait a second." You looked up to the big monitor and you, "Oh, that's why we're waiting."
And it was quite the wait for them, too. Like, it wasn't just like out of the chute, like at the Garden. It was like quite the way, like David carried, you know,
until we all knew he would
put it down.
I mean, it wouldn't have been fair if he had to walk all the way
through. Oh, my gosh, no.
10,000 steps compared to 1,000. But by the way, you know, how cool was it to watch David there with another great Pekingese and coming in and doing his thing and that style he has of showing his own dogs?
He's just so nonchalant about it. He just, he gets, he's perfect. But I mean, he is just Mr. Cool, you know?
He is. And he was, as many times as he's won, that he was, I don't think I've ever seen him more excited. You know, you're not doing that every day anymore.
Right.
He's judging now. And to see that absolute joy on his face was so cool. He was thrilled. The audience loved it. Beth did a great job. Why wouldn't she?
Did you see the picture of Gavin and Janice and they're both crying. I'm not crying. It was the best picture.
It was. It really was.
I'm glad Gavin got in there. I sent him a message, but I'm sure he got a million messages. But I said to him, I said, nothing shines like aluminum. And I know he knows. He'll understand what I was saying.
He just flew in last minute to me.
Yeah.
Made it happen. But yeah, it was just so much fun to watch. And, you know, there's always that moment where the judge says, you know, the PBGV or the Beagle or whatever. And there's that moment, and you can watch it every time with you. There's that 1 or 2 second delay where you're like, wait, did that, before you start crying, right? There's that delay. Like, did they really say that? Did I really?
Well, you've been dreaming about this your entire life. Like if you read Janice's post, she was dreaming about this since she was a child. And when, like in my experience, when David Miriam came in and said, tonight my choice is the Beagle, it took a second. Was I going to wake up and be back in Milton and go, oh, man. No, it was real. It was real. And then it sinks in, and there's, in our sport, our chosen vocation, there's no bigger feeling. I don't even know how to explain it. I was speechless. I was in awe of all the rest of the dogs in the ring with us. And I was so proud. And it was a culmination of all those best in shows I won in my backyard. It just was. So I'm sure the look on Janice's face made me feel, it brought back my memories, you know. It was very exciting. It was so exciting.
Well,
I just loved it.
I don't think people know what happens after. That's just the beginning.
Yeah.
So walk us through what you do after that ribbon is presented for the rest of the next 24, 48 hours.
Oh my gosh. You can't. You really, I was so much of a blur, Wayne, that I end up going back and watching some of it on YouTube because I forgot what we did. But just that night alone, you're escorted to the media room and you do some interviews. Then you go to the after show party, which you went to, which is amazing. It's everyone's there and they're all want to hold pee and or the dog. And Elliot Gould was there. He held pee for a while. And then we leave the after show party. We're like, we think we're on top of the world, Wayne. We got to get a cab back to our hotel. No dogs allowed. I'm like, we just want Westminster. No dogs. No dogs allowed. So we had to wait for another cab. I tried to even show. I said, look at the Empire State Building. It's purple. I said, this dog was just awarded best in show. No dogs.
She let the Empire State Building up all by herself. You're not going to let me in the cab. But then it keeps going, right? Because you did Kinky Boots.
Oh, my gosh. We did. Thank God Adam stayed with me because stayed to help me because I was so tired. And we got up the next morning. I had to meet David. Back then it was David Fry. So we met, I think, around 4:30 in the morning at the hotel. And then we get into our transportation and we go from spot to spot, TV show to TV show. And then we went to Sardi's, we went to Empire State Building, we went to Kinky Boots, which we had our own dressing room with P's name on it. It was,
is that right?
Oh cool. My gosh. Yeah, it was, and Adam was there every step of the way with me because he could see I was starting to fade and he'd take pee from me. And it was a lot.
How many hours sleep did you have before you had to wake up to the news?
And maybe a couple hours. I think we didn't get out of the after show party till almost 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And then we get back to the hotel. Well, you know how pumped up you are after a regular best in show, let alone Westminster. And I slept maybe an hour. And then I, up we get, downstairs we go. And there.
And Lori too, right? Lori Crandemeyer, who's
Miss Beautiful. Yeah, we were all there. Lori and Caitlin. And it was a whirlwind. And at one point, I remember napping in the vehicle that was taking us around the city because I was just exhausted. And Adam was my savior that day, I'll tell you.
And of course, P had the temperament for it too.
Oh, she soaked it up. It was like, come on, Will.
As did Buddy Holly, who came roaring into the after party and just rolling on his back, getting his belly rubbed, everybody getting his picture. And Eddie was so proud after giving him the hound group and going over and get his hugs. And it was just, that part's really cool. But I'd be remiss to not go back and talk about Beth at the judge's dinner. Best after, well, there's a couple things that I left out there. The way they presented the judges and all that stuff was great. But then Donald got up there and gave the most beautiful speech. Not speech, from the heart talk. Introducing someone, he said, an individual. So he didn't know the gender of the person. An individual who has done this and who has done that. And you don't need to go through all these details because everybody knows. And this is the Sensation Award, which is given out to, well, very few people who exemplify the show. And after he's into it for a bit, people are going, it's got to be Tom Bradley. And of course, at one point when he said, this individual exemplifies Westminster. It's the person that everyone thinks of when they think of Westminster. And then everyone's like, definitely Tom Bradley. And Tom came up and gave a great speech. He was funny as he can be. He was hysterical. He had people on the floor laughing. And then a serious part. And he was just, you know, the country gentleman up there doing his thing. It was terrific. Just terrific to watch. And then Beth got up there in this beautiful outfit, which was Anna Warner's, who gave the outfits to Beth and said, when you judge, I know you're going to think about wearing these.
That's incredible. Yeah.
And another talk of the show was the glorious and wonderful Miss Paula Nickel, who didn't wear a ponytail. She went with the wrapped bun, Will.
I know. We all saw that.
It looks spectacular.
Yeah.
No one
smiles like Paula.
I know. And Frank Nickel, God bless him. No, if you haven't met Paula's husband, you haven't met one of the coolest guys you'll ever meet. He doesn't care one bit about what people think of him. He's so genuine and so beautiful. He's also a brilliant artist and finance guy. He was it was great to have him along. We just had so much fun with him. But they came to the after party and Paula looked great with her bun. And I said, oh, Paula, you look so beautiful. And she said, maybe, but there's 20,000 pins in this bun that have to come out.
See, I won't ever have that problem.
You won't, Will. See, no. Mother Nature's taking care of us. We're going to have to do the bun. The challenge for the night after, which is funny, you're there at the after party. We left at 12:30. We had to go pack and then wake up early to get the car to the airport and get your flight. Well, you don't know how long the TSA lines are going to be these days. And LaGuardia is one of the biggest airports in the world. By the way, if you're thinking of LaGuardia as the place where the rain came through the roof all the time, and it was broken and smelly and drafty and wet, that LaGuardia is gone. It is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. The Sky Club was just glorious. And of course, you walk in there in the morning because everybody's in the same boat or plane. And you go in the Sky Club and all your friends are in there too. So there's an after party breakfast party in the Sky Club, greeting and seeing everybody that's tired that you've been with all weekend waiting for their flights. And David Kirkland, you know, I just love David. He was judging. We ran into him a lot. He's an old friend from New Jersey originally.
Yeah, David's a good guy.
Yeah, so much fun. So much fun. So fun times had by all. We missed you, young William. We certainly missed you, buddy.
Now we just have to wait for next year. I can't wait.
Yeah, just having that one shot to do some breeds was great fun for me. And it's great to experience in all different ways. And for you, well, you got to win it once, so that's cool too. Maybe you'll win it again, Will. Maybe we'll put the band back together and take it on the road.
Maybe, but I just it's such a wonderful event, and it has so many memories. Even when I was a child, it has memories, and this night just added to those memories. Even though I wasn't there, it just added to my library of Westminster memories in my head. Yeah. Thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, I don't know. Eddie, who more deserves it? I was so proud of our buddy Eddie, so proud of him, and Paula and Frank Kane, all who we are so fortunate enough to be able to look up to as great judges and learn from, as us novice judges, you and I will. These people have been through the war many times relative to us, and they put on a show for us that was unforgettable. Thank you. Love you all equally. Equally. Right. I love you all. That's what I tell my kids. I love you all equally. And how much fun for us, Cheryl and I, to have Brody and Margaret along.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I can see them in the background. I texted Brody a couple of times while I was watching you judge. So
he looked like James Bond in his tuxedo. He just gets walking around, looks the part.
They probably thought he was your security or something.
I think so. Yeah, my bodyguard. Well, he sure looked like one. I just forget how big your son and our son, my son, our son.
But we have two different sons, but they're both big.
We're just 50% of their genes then shuffled in both instances. But you don't realize how tall they are until you see them in a crowd.
Oh my! I went and I visited the Jamie out west. My oldest son Jamie and Liam came with me, and my youngest son. Well, they're both well over 6 feet, and we got a picture together. It's almost ridiculous looking, but I'm so proud of both of them.
It's like they can pick us up by the ears and move them where they wanted. So much fun. So much fun. But yeah, we stand on the shoulders of giants, Will, you and I, and we've had those giants. They were there. Our giants were there to help us along for the day. And you learn something every time you judge, and you learn something every time you hang out with great people.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. So what's next? What do you do now?
The denouement, right? That's one of those words in literature, Will, when the story
comes. I know what denouement is. You do?
Okay. I didn't know if they said denouement in Canada, because you say composite. And there's a bunch of other words you pronounce.
Aluminum.
Aluminium.
Aluminium. Are my friends.
Anyway, what's next? Jeez. I think I'm going to Kokomo, Indiana, judge a show down there and a Brittany specialty. In Elliot Weiss called me yesterday and he said he's judging in Monroe, and you and I are going to be there doing a Cocker specialty.
Yeah, we're doing a Cocker specialty.
So we get to see Elliot there. And Elliot and I are also judging in Olympia, Washington together.
Nice.
So that'll be great fun. And you start to look forward. You look at the panels and hope you got your buddies on the panel so you can have some good dog talk and share some stories and some knowledge and opinions.
Well, I think I don't know if is Westchester published yet? I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think
because you and I and Eddie are on that panel. So yes.
That'll be great. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. And my June is completely, I don't know where I'm doing New England Sporting Dog Association. I know that. And in Wolfstock, which I can't, that's another event. I mean, what an event that is. And two other shows that I'm every weekend in June.
Yeah. Got from the Irish International to seminars to some dog shows. My calendar is pretty full.
It is. And this is good because, you know, we get to stay busy, and no one wants us not busy, Will. No one.
And then we'll get in trouble.
We'll just watch 1957 reruns of the Stanley Cup or something if we're left on our own accord. And no one wants that.
Yeah. I used to do that with Andrew Doyle. I remember being at a dog show one time with Andrew Doyle, and it was in the summer, and we found ESPN Classics while we had nothing to do, and we watched old Stanley Cups, and it was a lot of fun. Well, old Stanley Cups and show tunes.
Now you can watch Westminster replays. Isn't that fun to be able to go watch those breeds over?
Man. Oh, God, yeah. I have a Westminster memory, though, I'll share with you. I remember being on the Florida circuit with Andrew Doyle. I don't know if I already told the story, but Janie was there. Jane Myers was there as well. And that was the same year. It was the January before she went best in show with Brady at Westminster. Well, Andrew and I were in charge of Brady because Janie was out doing something, and we're singing show tunes and watching hockey. And we look out and the door of the hotel room is open and there's no Brady. I said, have you seen Brady? So off we go. He was just wandering down the hall. He was like, hey, guys, I want something for the vending machine. But we never told Jeannie till after she went best in show.
Good idea. Almost lost your dog once, yeah. We get two professionals here in charge.
He looked great going down the hall. You could see him go.
It's a good thing you didn't get on the elevator and grab a cab. Oh, they would have said no dogs.
Yeah, no dogs. Oh, well, Jeannie, I love you.
That's beautiful. Hey, we got a couple things to do together. We're doing, we're speaking at the Bouvier National.
Yeah.
Tonight, and we're judging talkers together in Monroe. And then we're going to be in Newfoundland.
Newfoundland. Yeah, Newfoundland.
Nice. I'm going to see if I can
find the exact date so people want tickets. No.
Arrange your flights ahead of time, people. You're going to want to fly in from Europe to see this.
It looks like it is the 14th and 15th of October that we are in Newfoundland.
Mark your calendars, Newfoundland.
Yeah. And we're going to do some whale watching. We're going to drink some screech.
Screech.
Oh, they have a, they're going to make us, if it's a local libation, they give us a little poem we have to say before we have to down it.
Is that right?
I haven't done it yet. I'm going in July, so I'll go. But yeah, it's, my mother has been to Newfoundland. She just loves it. It reminds her of Ireland. So I'm sure that you and I are going to be right at home in Newfoundland.
Oh, speaking of Ireland, the progeny of our wonderful, incredible, legendary, now I will use that term for him,
yes,
Tom Kramer, his daughter and granddaughter are there. And Clodagh worked for you for a while.
She did, yes. Over, wonderful girl.
Yeah. So Orna and Clodagh, it was great to see them. Just great to see them. And of course, they came bearing gifts, including a wonderful bottle of single malt Irish whiskey, and some other great stuff. We had a wonderful time. You know, you never can spend enough time with people you want to spend time with because there's so much to do. But we did get to spend time together, and it was wonderful to see them. And sorry about the sunburn. I warned you, Irish, you don't sit out in the sun. What's wrong with you?
That's right.
You know, it is funny. People that come from cloudy countries come over. It was so sunny out. And you're like, you need to understand this isn't Mexico, but it's still pretty sunny, and it's not Ireland. So you might want to put on the sunblock. Some of them got fried, but it was all good. Beautiful weather, by the way. Perfect.
Yeah, sure looked it. Sure looked it.
And cool on Tuesday, a little cooler, not cold, but a little cooler, which is great for the setters because we know how they can, we call it setter weather, right? Well, and not sweater weather, setter weather. So there you have it. We got a lot coming up this year. It's going to be fun. Just keep active. And as long as we can watch our diets and stay healthy, we're going to be just fine, young William.
I think we'll be just fine, Wayne. And we'll be there together on the
thick and thin. Learning, yearning to be better every time. That's the goal.
That's right.
That is the goal. And if you don't think you learn something every time you judge, you're not trying.
No, it's true. That's even sometimes you learn what not to do.
Oh, you definitely do. Yeah, you definitely do. All fun was had. I had a couple friends that were judged that said, I think I forgot to do this, right? I think I did that. Nobody did anything wrong. Everybody did a spectacular. I mean, it wasn't the selections they were talking about. It's the way they ran their ring.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, every ring's different. And the cameras, you have to play with the cameras in the breed ring. Little, you know, little green tape marks.
Well, I remember last year, our friend Eddie was doing some breeds. And when he first walked to his ring, he's like, this isn't set up right for me. He wanted to rearrange his ring, and you can't because of the cameras. I'm sure he didn't do that when he walked out in the group ring. All right, we're going to change this and change that.
Well, they make it so easy for, but there is that awkward moment where the judge has to just stop judge. And if you watch Best in Show with Beth, a dog would come up. They had, Mosbo, by the way, MBF, I still call him Mosbo. It's such a great job of coordinating all that. And their staff, Kevin Niebauer and those guys, they're just on it. So the dog would leave, and these poor guys would have to sprint to the green tape spot and put down a table or a ramp. And those ramps are not light, ladies and gentlemen. Ran out, plopped them down, You don't see any of this. And the dog is miraculously landing on a ramp. And then off the dog goes, and then you run over and the ramp goes off the camera and you know, come back and put the next device if they need one there. But the funny part is poor Beth, you know, she did it. She handled it beautifully. But you step back to take a look at the dog and there's some other footage going on, but you just have to stop. And the floor director's there going, wait. And Beth was so cool about just making look like she was staring at the dog for a long time. And they say, okay, go. And then she could walk up and examine the dog. Such cool stuff to watch live. If you haven't seen it live, you're missing out on all the cool back scene stuff. Anyway, young William, I think we've, I don't think you can give Westminster enough due, but we gave it our shot.
Yeah.
Where are you headed next?
I have a show this weekend in Belmont, Ontario. But I will see my back. Since last week, my back, I've been fighting my back. So we'll see how things go.
Mm-hmm. Take care of it, bud. You know what? The only thing that fixes it is rest.
Yeah, I know. I've been dancing around watching you judge and watching the Leafs play. I probably damaged it.
It was all our fault.
Yeah.
It was all our fault. Well, it didn't help any that you went down 3-1. But I showed Will earlier a picture that I took, all in jest, because we both love the Maple Leafs. But the Panthers are also kind of a team I like. I found they almost swept. And that means it's a 7-game series and the Panthers had won 3. If they won 4, we'd call it a sweep. And the Maple Leafs would have been swept. So I found a meme. It took me too long to do this for one simple joke.
But it was so important.
It's so important to me at the moment. You use a broom to say that they swept, right? So people put pictures of brooms up. I found a guy on the beach, so Florida, with waves and sand, with a broom. He was sweeping the beach, Will, with a broom. And I thought, this is going to be perfect.
Good for us, though, that you know he can just put that broom away now.
Broom is broke. The broom is broken. It's over. Yeah, 3-1. 3-1, and there's 3 left to play. It's been done before.
Yeah.
It's been done before. So you never know. All right, sick of our hockey talk. Young William, I think it's time.
It is, yep. It was great. I'm still in all over the week. It was a great week. Anyway, stay safe out there, guys, and we'll see you somewhere down the road.
Party on, Greg.
No way. Way.
You gotta be paying attention, Doc.
So Ernie can use this in the blooper reel.
That's right. We love you, Ernie.
Don't put that in, Ernie.
Quit taking yourself so damn seriously.
Wait. I'm gonna go.
We didn't mention hockey either. Isn't that unbelievable? Put that in, Doc.
Yeah, they want to see it in a blueprint. This is good. We're going to be here in a second, Wiener.
Don't lose it, Doc.